Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey. Hey guys, and welcome to another edition of Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. As always, with us is our permaguest, Louis J. Gomez. Louis, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm pretty good. I'm really just happy to be able to be a part of the show, guys. Really appreciate you guys letting me, be just one of the Bye Guys for today. And to be honest with you guys, just in awe of the greatness that is Zach and Ian. Just please.
Hey, well, enjoy the passenger seat. Ian, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing really good, man. It's nice to be in the driver's seat with you and have all the children in their passenger seats. Because when you're on Bye Guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself, you know? And it's good to have our guests just come on. And, you know, the whole macho thing and I'm right all the time just goes out the window. And it's real good just to get down to the nitty gritty and just be who you are.
Ian, between your facial hair and the curtain behind you, you look like a commercial for 5 cent ice cream cones.
I mean, come on down for 5 cent ice cream cones. Why pay 10 when you can pay 5? 5 cent ice cream cones. It'll get your dick sucked.
Ian, I think you should introduce our wonderful other guest who's not Lewis.
Yes, thank you so much, Zach. I've been waiting to introduce her, and she's been waiting so patiently. And I would just like to welcome to Bye Guys. I think this is... No, we've had other guests before, but we've never had a little gal on the show before. And I don't mean to, you know, misgender you or anything. I really don't know what you are. But everybody, please welcome Tokyo Cunt Punch.
Hey. Yeah, you have, though. Karen Feehan, you had her on. You've had some little gals.
Well, not on Bye Guys. You see, Tokyo, Real Ass Podcast is it's a different show technically. See, when Ian and Zach come on together, it turned into Bye Guys. It's a little bit of a transformation.
Okay? Oh, okay.
So the Bye Guys, typically, because they're Bye Guys, they like to have cute boys on and to, you know, shoot the shit with some cute boys.
Yeah,
so
we do this thing in the industry. It's called really fagging up the joint.
Yeah.
Well, I'm totally dressed because I wore two different size earrings. So I'm sort of like what sex am I? I was prepared for you guys to roast me. So yeah,
Oh, that's awesome. Me and Ian have two different size assholes.
Yeah. One's loose and one's tight. Guess who's got which? Or not. It's good to be here. And I haven't been on the show in a bit, and it's just nice to reconnect with my favorite Bye Guys in all the land.
It's great to see you too, buddy. You look like you're staying happy, healthy. You look like you got yourself a haircut.
It's interesting. It's called just getting out of the shower recently, but that's kind of you to notice. Actually, in my neighborhood, they started cutting hairs, which I don't know how I feel about that. But at the same time, if you
that's a problem haircut, when you have that like nappy sort of dewy hair that you have. It's when it's wet, it sort of sucks in all of the water and it looks very short. And then when it's dry, just jews out. Exactly.
Yes. Yes, it's actually, my hair's not nappy. It's very soft. You know what it is? I conditioned it today for the first time, and it takes a real Bye Guy to notice. So thank you, Zach.
Absolutely, my friend.
And I noticed you got a ring light.
I did. I'm like a cam girl now.
I know. Hopefully by the end of the show, you act like one too. I have been going out. I've been riding my bike. I've been working out. I'm really turning this quarantine into my quarantine to get better.
Wow. That is very positive. That's why we like having you on the show, Ian. You come out, you inspire all of the really gay fans of the show.
Good.
To just be better versions of themselves.
You should
be. A better version of a gay is actually a bi guy. You're one step closer to being straight and,
yes.
And one with God.
Yeah, go with God. Whatever brings you towards the light, whether it's the sunlight, the light of goodness, or the ring light that Zach has in his apartment. Just go towards the light.
Tokyo Cunt Punch, are you bisexual? You're going to fit in with Bye Guys. I have a feeling you are. You have a bisexual sort of vibe to you.
Not since I was like 13. I would really need a woman to show me the ropes because I've never been comfortable eating pussy. I tried a threesome.
Oh, that's interesting. We've never had a bigot on Bi Guys before.
Jesus Christ, Tokyo.
But I haven't fucked a girl since I was like 13.
Oh, that's really hot.
I mean, actually, maybe I was 22, but it was like her pussy was kind of sour and it kind of like just, I don't know, yeah, like her pussy like.
I don't want to hear about a 13-year-old's pussy.
No, she said she was 13.
Oh.
The girl was older. You were 13 and she was older?
No, we were the same age. I mean, I was having sex with girls when I was like even 5. I actually stopped from like 13 to 19.
Ah, sabbatical.
I had a spiritual awakening, but then I returned to the world of sex at 19. But then I think I fucked my last girl around, actually maybe it was like 4 or 5 years. No, it was like 2011. And it wasn't good. It left a sour taste in my mouth, literally.
Literally left a sour taste. That's the problem. Was she a young girl? A lot of times young girls, this might be my issue with young women, okay? Young women, their pussies tastes, it's like a 50-50 shot whether or not they're going to have a pungent taste to their vagina.
Mm.
Older women, and when I say older, I mean like over 30, okay? Over 30, those women, you know what it is? Because at that point, once a woman has reached the age of 30, at this point, men are starting to be honest with them. Like a 21-year-old, you never tell her that her pussy tastes gross. You just like deal with it. But a 30-year-old, if her pussy tastes gross, you're like, listen, ma'am, we have to have a talk.
Yeah, I feel like my pussy tastes pretty good, but like if a guy will go down on me and like I'll get real wet, I'll be like, and he'll try to kiss me, I'll be like, get the fuck away from my face. I don't want to taste that shit. I don't want to taste that hot, creamy shit. But like, you know, fresh out of the bath, all right, it's nice.
Well, I think actually, and I know it has a lot to do with diet. So I think younger people just don't have good diets and you just kind of like eat shit and just go around whatever. Is that whatever. The case?
No, that's for semen you're thinking of, Ian.
No, it has to do with diet. It has to do with meat intake.
I don't agree. I don't know if that's
Shannon,
true.
Shannon, look it up, please. I'd say Dylan, but he can't.
Are you going to challenge Ian's knowledge of meat intake?
Yeah. Who are you talking to, Lewis?
And also, Tokyo, that's also sort of crazy. If I go down on a woman, I want to deeply kiss her afterwards. I want her.
But you have to have the ability to truly assimilate and ingest all my juices. Now, some mouths can do that, but some mouths, it's like you got a residual ring in there. So like if you have a type of saliva that's going to literally absorb it and then I won't taste that, then yeah. But most of the time it's like, Get the fuck away from my mouth.
So you
right
won't
now.
if a guy is having sex with you and then he starts to lose his erection because he's not taking a Bluetooth. They're not even a sponsor on today's show. We're just speaking honestly right now. We're just speaking fucking pure truth.
I've been with you when Bluetooth didn't work. Continue.
Dude, Bluetooth fucking always works. You shut the fuck up. This is just honestly right now. This is just honest. I don't need to fuck. They're not paying us right now. It's not a Bluetooth ad. Facts. Yeah. It's just a fucking great pill. What do you want me to
Warning,
say?
Warning, Blue Chew may not work when combined with White Snort.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no. Blue Chew works, but that's a chemical reaction happening in your nostrils and throat. Okay?
Blue Chew may not work thing. In combination with White Snort
different drug,
and Flatbush Warehouse.
What'd you say?
It may not work with White Snort and Flatbush Warehouse.
Abandoned Payless shoes.
All right.
Blue Chew may not work with woman who only wears one sock.
Doggy, fucking.
Hey, she was on her period. That's why she only had one sock on.
Shannon, before you pull this up. So, Tokyo, a guy's banging you. He's not blue chewed it. This guy, and you're very hot. You're a very attractive woman, okay?
But
let's just say something's going on. He starts losing a little bit of his erection, and he says, Ms. Cum Punch.
Mm.
Something bad happened, like the phone rang or he saw himself in the mirror.
By the way, I could get distracted. I was having sex recently and came on.
Ouch.
Without you, Tokyo. Tokyo wants to fuck me. We're gonna get into this later as well.
Wait, what happened?
I was watching Silicon Valley and then it was very funny. And it was just making me laugh like a bunch. And I was like, I got to turn this off. This isn't fun. I can't be laughing at fucking Silicon Valley while I'm banging. It's crazy. Okay.
Oh, so you lose your erection. Oh, hilarious.
Yeah. So I will get very distracted and I will lose my erection, which is fine. It happens. And then you just say, hey, if you could help me out here. And then she blows you and then you get going again. But Ms. Cum Punch, you are saying that you will not do that because you don't like the taste of your own vagina.
I would do it with you, Lewis, but I would say, you know, most men probably aren't really digesting the pussy fully. And if you're not fully digesting the pussy, don't kiss me. Like, I want to taste what I want to taste your mouth. I don't want to taste. I'll taste a little bit of my pussy. Like, I'll stick my finger in there. I'll be like, oh, that smells good. But
prove it.
For example, recently I blew the producer for Rigid. I mean, for Siri, whatever. And
I like she names names. All right, not fuck Tokyo Con Punch.
We talked about it on the air.
I heard such an echo from that name drop in that empty room you're sitting in. Now, what happened?
Listen, it was a feat. I am very proud of what I did, okay? But the point is that after he came in,
that's what she calls 12 inches, a feat.
After he came in my mouth, I went to kiss him, but it was kind of like a fuck you, because it was like I knew he wouldn't like the taste of his own cum on his mouth. And it was just like a fun little like kiss on the lips after I blew him after he came. And that's- it was like, it was like, I knew he was uncomfortable. What was he going to do? He didn't know what was coming. He was like, oh shit. Like, I think it was even his first time getting blown, you know, by a prostitute in exchange for money. So I don't know, but
oh, he
didn't like
this.
That.
I got paid.
Because they called, the All Out show, they had callers call in and raise $500 for me to blow the producer of the show. So he came.
That sound is me and Ian checking our Venmos.
$500 is a lot.
One of the callers calling.
Do you take
$500 is a lot of money for a blowjob.
Well, we were supposed to fuck, but we were supposed to fuck, and a lot of the listeners were upset that we didn't because they paid good money.
Did you wear that lipstick while it happened, or what?
That would be a problem. I would have more of a problem with that lipstick than my own cum. See, I've had girls do that to me where they think it's funny to kiss me after I've cum in their mouth, and they they hide a little bit of cum in their gums. They fucking shove it up there because they know they're gonna kiss me. And it's a sickening fucking thing that these bitches do. Okay, it's like dip, exactly, Zach. And it is disgusting, and I don't like it at all. But I would rather that than that lipstick.
Like
that
a
lipstick,
snooze.
It's a hard just makeup in general. But when it's lipstick like that, it's like, you know, you're an attractive girl. I see that. I'm like, all right, I'd want to bang. But then I'm like, how do I even possibly get through all of that metallic lipstick? It's too much.
Well, we're on Zoom, Lewis. This is only intended to excite your imagination. If we were, you know, on a date, I probably wouldn't be wearing this. I would wear this.
No makeup?
I mean, Lewis.
I'd run out the door.
Just go to the apartment she's squatting at, and I'm sure you can make it happen.
I like her robot makeup because it's like, if you can't figure out if you want to fuck a real doll, you could start there.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Tokyo is bizarrely hot. I can't tell what it is.
Lewis, this is the next step into your transition to fucking boys. Yeah. She's a great middleman.
She looks like she would fuck you to distract you so she could put a microchip in you.
She looks like one of Austin Powers' sex bots that rebelled.
I was strangely attracted to you.
Got a virus.
Yeah. And a Trojan horse. Call McAfee. This was on the list.
It's got a fucking Trojan virus.
Dude, I had to rub 4 out before even doing this show. I was so horny today. I was like, I need to calm the fuck down for these people.
Oh my God, you had to readjust your malware.
I really did. I did a software update, the whole shebang.
Tokyo, you have a very interesting story. So we don't usually get like cheat sheets, but Lainey, our good friend Lainey, booked you on the show, and Lainey's very thorough. So she fucking comes out with like a bunch of like facts and information. So we have information about.
Term is thoroughbred.
Damn. You know,
she's not lying. She's legitimately a sex worker. This is not like bullshit.
Such a dirty word. I prefer hooker.
What word would you like?
Hooker.
Hooker? I feel like hooker's way dirtier, no?
Now,
it's so funny. It's stupid.
Tokyo, hearing that you are, you know, a lady of the night, that means you must really have a checkered past.
Oh my God, I used to have a pair of those like 10 years ago in New York. Hell yeah.
Put them on the board, Shannon. That was okay. It was a visual one. It was a visual one. The audio listeners, which is 90% of the audience, don't know what the fuck just happened.
I liked it.
Ian, could you hold that up again real quick? Hold that back up again.
Checkered vans.
At Tokyo, I'd assume you've been fucked in a lot of vans.
Not, you know what? Never once. I don't think I've ever once been fucked in vans. That would be a new one.
Yeah.
Ian, hold that up again. Tokyo, I bet your pussy smells like a dirty shoe.
No, it doesn't. Zach is...
What? My pun was the best one out of everybody.
You get a point, Lewis.
Thank you, point. That one.
He probably smells like an old lobster.
Are you crying, Zach? Yes. I think I just saw a tear.
That's the hardest I've ever made Zach laugh.
I've never seen Lewis's humor work in the order he wanted.
Zach.
Pew, pew.
Oh, shit. It's already a great show. Oh, fuck. All right, guys, let's take a quick second and thank our incredible sponsor, Cushy Dreams. I love Cushy. I can tell you right now, if you don't know what it is basically flower, bud, CBD. It is not THC. It does not get you high. It looks and smells like the best weed you're ever going to have in your entire life, but it is void of THC. It is just used to help you feel healthy, get your body back into homeostasis. It helps align your endocannabinoid system, whatever the fuck that means. Let me tell you something. Go to Google right now. See if CBD can help you. It helps me in many ways. It helps me with my anxiety. I've been smoking this in the mornings. I used to wake and bake every day, and then I'd be tired by lunch. Now I smoke a little bit of CBD in the morning. All of my anxiety is gone. I feel like I have that nice little smoke sesh, but I don't have that same drained feeling. The other thing, a lot of time when I take like isolate drops or CBD gummies or any other forms of CBD, it's too subtle. I don't really know what's going on. When I smoke my CBD in bud form, it's like an instantaneous reaction. I grew up smoking weed, so I like actually smoking it. It really is the perfect form of CBD for me. Hopefully it will be the perfect form of CBD for you. Right now, go to cushydreams.com, K-U-S-H-Y, dreams.com, and we're going to save you 20% off your entire order. All you got to do is use the promo code RAP20, R-A-P-20, at cushydreams.com. Go grab some amazing CBD bud right now. All right, where were we? Tokyo, first of all, thank you already for being a good sport with us, because you already know we're going to be fucking psychos and assholes.
I don't know. I'm drunk.
Are you drunk already? I've been seeing Tokyo around for a few months now. Where did we first meet?
I ran into you at John Campanelli's show with Corinne Fisher and Amarie at Sycamore Tavern in LA. And then I saw you later that same night. That was New Year's Eve, 2019. Same night, yeah. You were doing Legion of Skanks in the Belly Room at the Comedy Store. And I was there later because I was doing Roast Battle and I was getting judged by Rosebud Baker, who called me David Bowie's realtor, which I look like David Bowie's realtor. Once again, it's the lipstick, right? No?
Yeah.
And then we saw each other in the patio and I was like, damn, you look like, you were like so much hotter in person though, because you change your hair up though. Like you have this whole facial
hair. He has no hair.
And you
all, the facial hair.
Yeah, you look like a little baby. And, so yeah, I was like, whoa, I wasn't expecting to be
Tokyo, here's what I say, Zach, and I say this a lot. I say I get a vibe from women sometimes and I can tell if they'd bang me. Tokyo gives me that vibe. I
who
definitely
wouldn't bang
get,
you? Who wouldn't
I'm
bang
sorry?
You? Who wouldn't you bang wouldn't? You? Yeah.
You wouldn't. No,
she said who wouldn't?
Oh, who would
complimenting you?
Oh, okay.
Hold on, let me get my list right here.
I saw all the fans line up after Legion of Skanks to give you a hug at the stand. Remember, I think I saw you at the stand like 1 week before everything shut down, actually, in March.
Those were the good old days.
I love Tokyo because she's like a Rolodex of shitty comedy memories.
I love my comedy memories. Legion of Skanks was so dope that night with Aaron Berg was there, and I think Berg Kreischer was so dope. It was so funny, and I kept taking off my top because it was so hot, and I just like had a bra on, and I was eating a burger with my bra, and it was hot as fuck because everybody was stuffed in that room, and it's like there's not like enough AC in that fucking room. Y'all are smoking
cigars. I don't care if you don't like this girl, it's fucking crazy. She's just She doesn't care. She's just like, she just spits it out. She's just fucking, it's awesome. I like it. You're like, you're sort of like,
not when she's with,
yeah, it's just that, no, she leaves a little in to kiss you with.
She leaves a little in. She doesn't spit it all out.
So
I swallow if it tastes good and I like the guy. I swallowed two loads two nights ago and they were delicious.
Two different guys?
Same guy. He came twice in like a span of like 5 hours, which is great. And then I just cradled my head in his nutsack for like the time in between that.
Now, so that Tokyo, is this...
Were you listening for the sounds of the ocean?
No, we were watching Def Comedy Jam, actually.
Now, which one of these black checkers on the shoe did you blow?
So wait, you're doing this
during COVID. You're doing this during a global pandemic.
Have you guys been having COVID sex? It's so hot. He got even so close to kissing me this time. He got so close to kissing me. It was like hot. Like, I think he kissed here and like kissed my neck. It was like he couldn't help it.
Is this a man that's paying you to be with you?
No, no.
And you don't kiss him either. So you don't kiss any of them. Unless you have cum in your mouth.
I would love to. He doesn't want to kiss me. He's like.
Because he's afraid of COVID.
I think he's afraid of getting attached, but I can just like, I think I saw him like falling in love with me the other night. So I don't know. I lick his asshole.
Attached via a string of cum lip to lip.
But wait a minute. I don't understand.
I lick his asshole.
I licked his toes.
I licked his toes and I bit his feet. I don't know what's wrong with me.
This is a good woman right here. Somebody needs to fucking wife this woman up. And he's not kissing you on your mouth.
How long have you known
him? Can you believe the disrespect? I love it. It's like he's really making me work for it. I mean, we've been fucking since November on and off. Wow. Really making me work.
Are you fucking anyone else during this time or just him?
No, because my 72-year-old client, my main sugar daddy, I'm trying not to kill him in case I have corona and I'm asymptomatic. I don't want to like, you know, blow him. So I do have to get tested for COVID. But the good news, Ian, is that I found out I don't have HIV and I was worried about that. I just took a, so.
Were you actually really worried about it? Why were you worried?
Well, because I hadn't been tested in years and I'd been having like unprotected sex with like hotties and shit. You know, like little models that are probably fucking everything.
Bisexual models. If you're fucking bisexual men. Yeah, Ian, see that?
The slippery slope.
If you fuck Ian without a condom, you need to go get an AIDS test because Ian's a little fucking. Dude, I think I have AIDS. Look at somebody the wrong way. I'm like, oh, I think I just caught AIDS. So the fact that you're taking penises in your butt, Ian, probably without rubbers sometimes. Ian, be honest with us. Is it ever without rubbers?
First of all, no. Second of all, I don't take it in the ass. I give it. Third of all, what an ignorant statement for you to say that just because you're bi, it means you're carrying AIDS. Listen to you, Lewis. You look like AIDS right now, okay? You look sneaky like you could live on someone for years without them knowing, okay? It's called grifting.
I think
Tokyo is doing it right now.
Tokyo is a mole person. She lives in the subway systems.
And Lewis is like, she's so hot. She's off the grid. It's great. You can just visit her anytime. She's so hot. Literally, she's sweating. It's underground and hot.
I love her. Holy shit. I turned off the fan and closed the window so you guys wouldn't hear.
Tokyo, I love you because you're like a petri dish of cum. It's just like you got so much going on. It's like what disease will come from this? Who knows?
But it'll be a super bug. It'll be the next corona.
Tokyo, don't let Ian fucking bully you. Ian has way more diseases than you. Ian's a little fuck. First of all, Ian raped a hooker one time.
What?
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa.
Lewis. First of all, that is an egregious exaggeration and accusation, which is not true. Second of all, every thought and opinion you have about me is completely exaggerated and untrue as well. I did have a wild past. I no longer engage in those behaviors.
And what happened? Tell the story again, Ian. Own it.
With the hooker?
Yeah, the hooker that you raped.
I didn't tip her. That's all it was. I didn't fucking tip her. And then I took her card and gave it to
her. Is that not rape in hooker world? In hooker world, is that not rape?
We don't live off tips. We live off whatever we say our price is.
Well, no, hold on, Tokyo. You're not understanding this.
Yeah, hold on.
You understand. Ian, don't say suck it because you're not going to tip her if she does.
Yeah.
Right? Tokyo, he went to an Asian rub and tug and paid the $40 for the rub, got the tug, and didn't tip her and said, oh, hey, sorry, I got to go.
Oh, that's horrible.
Sayonara, bitch.
I went to Tokyo. I went back and said, me so sorry. So I don't understand what the problem is.
Damn, Ian, you better go back and give her a 20 for her kids.
Well, guess what? I took cards and I gave them to people, and I have made so much progress in my life to make up for my past transgressions that I have no problem holding my head high wherever I go today.
Ian, when you're pegging
that's who
a guy,
I was. It's not who I am.
When you're fucking a guy from the back, do you hold your finger up like that?
No, because I got it fish hooked in his gay little mouth.
Ian, do you raw dog boys in the butt? Now, be honest about this. Or
never.
Have you ever? Have you
never,
ever
never,
once?
Never.
You've never put your raw penis in a boy once?
Never.
A man.
And I've never had anything raw in me, except for sushi.
So why even do it? That's like my whole thing. It's like, you know. Wouldn't you just, have you ever fucked a chick raw?
Yeah.
All right, then.
I'm a fucking red-blooded American, Lewis.
So wait a minute. Dude ass with a condom is as good as pussy without a condom? That's fucking
because,
damn near impossible.
Because I've never been... I only fuck raw if I'm in a relationship. I on like a hookup, I'm not fucking raw. No, never. So why would I just randomly hook up with a dude raw? I've never hooked up with a chick raw on a one-night stand. So why would I do that with a guy?
Okay.
You do that when you're monogamous.
Ian. You do that because it's hot to risk losing everything.
And I don't want to worry about having HIV.
Give me some knuckles.
Then what? Where's your sense
punch.
Of fun, Ian?
Give me a cunt punch. There you go.
Hey.
Ian, you're a liar. Thank you for everyone in the chat is calling you a liar, which is great.
I can hold my head high wherever I go because I do not tell a lie. Oh, and one person is calling me a liar. You're the liar. Everyone's calling you a liar. It's one guy. Be kind, rewind.
Be kind, that's rewind. It. Called you a liar twice. Fine. I only read the comment twice.
Yeah, he called me a liar twice. You're like, everyone's saying it. It's true. I don't have a hard time reading. I'm just high. Anyway, Zach, have you ever done it with a guy?
Look
wrong?
At Ian changing the subject now because he's fucking nervous about his AIDS.
I'm trying to move the show along like a good host and not just dwell on one thing.
Sorry, I'm just a guest. What about trans, Ian?
Zach, have you ever
his
done
father
it?
Was run over by one.
Pew, pew. Look at his face. Holy shit, that was great. Zach rules. I can't. We have the best podcast, pound for pound, the best podcast in the land. You know, it's not always great. We have some duds here and there, but 3 days a week, god damn it, do we nail it.
What is that? What are you doing? What is that?
It's called books, Ms. Cunt Punch.
I like that you give me the respect of the Ms. with the Cunt Punch.
Now, is that a birth name, or did you get that change later in life?
No, it's a birth name.
This is German.
I am from the land of the cunt punches.
What is going on? So I barely skimmed the cheat sheet about you, Tokyo.
I would expect you to. I mean, you're a legend. Why would you even need to look at anything like that? I'm here for
you. We're
going to
get into the stuff. It's fine.
You're putting shine on me. I'm here.
I am putting shine on you, and I like it. I love putting shine on you. It's fucking
that costs extra
all night, baby. Yeah, so what happened? You were in a cult, I was reading.
I was in a cult. I was out of the cult. Now I'm...
You're a weird chick.
I'm a weirdo. I'm trying to find myself. I don't know.
How old are you?
Have you checked Craigslist?
I'm 38. So technically...
You're 38.
I should disgust you because I am technically an old woman. And I know how you feel about old women. So oddly, I think I've made it through.
You're fucking ancient for what I'm looking for typically, but
it's because I'm a little Asian.
I'd still give it to her. She's fucking weird as shit, dude. Forever she'd like play with her spit or something. I don't know what. She's a fucking freak. She'd be into some weird freaky shit, dude.
Yeah, man.
Now, cunt punch. Would you charge Lewis, or would this be pro bono?
If you charge me, I'll take you down very easily. I'll do that, like, drop toe hold. Fucking slam your face into the ground.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I want to ask you questions right now, but I should.
You can ask me questions. You can interview me. I'm only a guest on this show, so it's, you know, it's up to you.
Yeah, we give you permission.
Yeah, go ahead.
Has your son ever walked in on you having sex?
No.
That's really going for it, huh?
Yeah,
she's a fucking freak. What a dirty bitch Tokyo Cunt Punch is.
What?
Listen, everyone. I said, what a dirty bitch you are. Ooh, I like it. What a freak she is. Listen to the story she wants to hear right now. She go take this back to her for a spank bank later on. This is crazy.
Well, I was just checking. He seems very well adjusted, just making sure that he's harboring, you know, some damage.
No. He's never walked in on me having sex. I mean, I don't have sex too often when he's home. But yeah, no, he's never fucking walked in on me having sex. I have a lock on my door. I would always, like, in the morning, I've jerked off when he's been home, and, like, I've had to get up and lock my door. The few times that I have to get up and lock my door, and, like, I'm going to just forget to lock my door one day. And if he ever walked in on me beating off, I don't know what I would do. I mean, what? Like, I'm sure that happens. Like, I'm sure, like, kids walk in on their parents beating.
Well, kids just barge in. Like, their hands hit the doorknob, and then they're through the door. Like, you hear doorknob fucking, and then their head hitting the door because they never expect the door to be locked.
What would your lie be if your kid walked in on you jerking off? And what would you have to tell them? Like, I'm writing in a notebook on my stomach.
And would you finish? Probably not, right? You wouldn't finish, right?
Not in front of him. Jesus. I would
directly behind him.
I guess I would. I mean, I don't masturbate with, like, a blanket over me. You know, there's no debate. He's going to see me doing a long stroke, kissing the air, eyes closed. Fucking, like, I get into my fantasy. I'm just like I really get into it.
You do the long.
Like, he'd be standing over me while I'm making out with the air, and I'm stroking my cock, and I use, like, lube. You know, there's, like, a fucking lube bottle, and there's a.
So you stroke it. You don't just grab and rub it. You stroke it.
No. I really give myself a nice time.
He treats himself.
I treat myself very, very nicely. If I'm going to masturbate, I'm going to fucking masturbate.
He puts his crystals out. He lights a candle.
I really do. I take care of myself. It's not just when I was a kid, I used to fucking. I do sometimes listen to myself talking. And I just.
Puts on his favorite episode. I used to
just dry stroke. Just. Could you. Do you dry beat it, Ian?
Yeah.
Ian,
do you do it dry?
Yeah.
You jerk off dry, really? That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That is a very Ian weird fucking quirk. That would be a thing that you do.
An old dry rub guy.
He's mimicking the vaginas the women he has sex with.
But you don't get, like, a little wet at the end and then use that little drop or two to, like, moisten your shaft?
No.
What, the pre-cum?
If I'm with a chick and we're doing it together, then I'll use lube. But if I'm just in my bedroom, hunched over, clock in, clock out, I just use a.
He's got a clock up his ass.
Try it. I got the alarms going off. I got to jerk off, you know.
Dougie, I've jerked off dry recently. I was like, I was just lazy for some reason. I was like, let me do it, dude. Afterwards, my dick hurt. It hurt. It was itchy. It like fucking. It like my dick is so used to just dealing with like a nice smooth like fucking. It was like, it was really fucking bad. It was not. Afterwards, I did not like it.
All the women that you fuck laser their pussies so it's like real smooth and shit.
It's not fucking abrasive. I mean, typically.
Just checking.
Abrasive like this. Flirting back and forth
between me and Tokyo.
Hey,
me and Tokyo. If we were in the same room right now, it'd be fucking on. We'd be fucking all over each other.
This is all for the podcast, Lewis. None of this is sincere.
I'm just kidding.
Let me tell you, I get a vibe from certain women. Tokyo gives me that vibe. Shannon, it's all for the podcast with Shannon. But Tokyo, she fucking wants it. Shannon, are you getting a little bit jealous over the flirtiness that me and Tokyo are having right now? Because you are also an older woman.
Yeah, so we're
on for a second.
Oh, okay.
We're basically the same age. I'm going to be 38 in a couple of weeks. And she has great skin. You're going to be
38 in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
What's your birthday again, Shannon?
June 9th, 6-9.
69. Look at Shannon being a little, Shannon's being a little hobag there.
No, I'm not. Because my Instagram handle is 6982, which is just my birthday. It's not me being fresh.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'd love to see you guys make a connection. I think it's a lovely couple in the making.
I think you guys should compete for me.
No, have you. You win.
Some sort of...
have you fucked Shannon?
Yeah, a couple times.
Oh, I forgot. Fucked, yeah. Yes.
Every woman I bet that's in your circle, Lewis, has fucked you. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're Tell not me wrong. I'm wrong. They can't resist me, Tokyo. You gotta understand. They can't. I just give
that's
off
what the police
sort of,
reports say.
I give off some sort of pheromones. I don't know what it is. There's just a vibe that I get to these women.
Yeah, it's called fear. I can't get away.
Yeah.
So when's the last time you fucked a boy, Ian and Zach?
That's a great question, Bye. Tokyo. That's a what fucking great question, it? Tokyo.
And how old were they?
For me, it's been a few years. I'm married, so it's been a while. I'm probably like, yes, I am. About 8 years out.
That was his name. It was Wink Wink Nudge Nudge. It was a young age.
Wink Wink Fudge Fudge. Wink Wink Fudge. That's my version of the shoe tapping. I do it in the back of ice cream stores.
I don't know. Probably like a year ago.
Do you enjoy a good white fish salad?
And it was a boy. It was an actual man. Like, hold on.
What's white fish salad?
It's a Jew thing that sounds like eating ass at the same time right now because you're gay and Jewish looking. I don't know.
Well, not gay.
You're bi.
Yes.
So you've partaken in the white fish salad if you fucked a white goy.
Yeah, I've heard it differently. I've heard used condoms referred to as Coney Island whitefish.
And wow. When the last man you hooked up with, tell us about this. We haven't talked about this.
What?
How did that happen? It's so weird to me because you don't seem gay at all. And
I know.
If you're having penetration sex with a man, this isn't a fun fucking party in college where you're just blowing each other or you're giving each other handies or kissing. I had weird eccentric.
Yeah, it's not like a gas digital Christmas party. Who
were musicians who would get into weird gay shit. I remember two, I won't even name them because, you know, I don't know if they would even admit this now, but I had two friends in high school who would blow each other. I had another two friends who like went to a concert and like afterwards on the party bus, they just made out. For the sake, they were just drunk and they made out two dudes. And it was fucking bizarre. I remember being like, that's fucking crazy. Now, years later, I've done a ton of gay shit to be funny, but it feels foreign again. Like when I made out with Big J on camera, his tongue, it tasted like an alien tongue. It was so far from being, I'm not saying that it was because it was Big J. It was because it was a dude. It was like, I know there's not even a slight bit of fucking gayness in me. Because, like, I've made out with as gross a chick as Big J is gross a dude and been turned on. It's not like I get my juices flowing for a pig. That's not a problem, okay? The issue wasn't Jay being a pig. That's neither here nor there. What the problem was, it was this weird foreign... It was like fucking... Dude, like, have you ever... Remember when you had to... you got, like, a pig cadaver in middle school and you had to dissect it? You ever how the skin felt? Like, just, like, dead. That's what... A man's mouth tastes like to me. So it's very interesting to me that my friend Ian, who I, for all intents and purposes, is not a homosexual to me at all. You have this whole other fucking life where, like, you court this man, you go out, you guys have drinks, you bring him flowers.
No.
You suck his asshole.
No.
Tell me about this last man.
You just meet on a hookup app and you hook up and you walk away. It's as simple as that. It's like ordering.
You hook up and you limp away.
Yeah.
Did he take any butter and like finger it around your ass like in The Last Tango with Marlon Brando? Violently?
Good question.
Do you have
it's a great
hole?
Question, actually.
Do you have a gaping hole? Okay.
Yes. And I turned around and I said, I can't believe it's not butter. And we had a good laugh and laugh and laugh.
It was a good
and
joke.
We just came on each other and left.
So you met this guy on an app. Where did you meet him?
Yeah, you just it's on an app. You meet up, you hook up, and then you leave.
Where'd you meet him though? Like, where'd you meet him on the street?
Grindr.
Yeah, Grindr.
No, I didn't care about the
app. Or like Tinder.
But where did you meet him in the world?
He came to my spot.
And you just gave him your address, some random homosexual.
Yeah. Just because they're a random homosexual. You'd give a random girl your address to come over.
I can fucking destroy any woman who steps to me. Ronda Rousey included. Give me the fucking toughest woman in the fucking world. I'll fist fight three female UFC champions at the same time. I'm not afraid of a woman. Okay.
I would love for Lewis to meet up on like a Tinder app and the girl just beat the ever living shit out of him.
It's hot.
That would be so funny.
Do you like that, Lewis? Like if a girl smacks you and she's like sitting on top and riding you and like just smacks you across the face, you like that?
I do kind of like it a little bit. But then I also have that, I have like a weird thing in me that like it brings me back to my childhood. So I just start crying, start punching walls.
Ouch, mommy, no!
Yeah, no, it's not good.
Mommy, read to me. Good.
I think I like the idea of being hit much more in like the idea of it than actually being done, like in practice.
I would love to like...
Because I've had girls smack me around. I'm like, what'd you say, Tokyo?
I was saying I would love to just lay in a bed with you in the middle and your son on the right and just to read...
Read Harry Potter and smack you while you spit on my clit.
I wasn't gonna say
for every word Lewis gets wrong reading Harry Potter, he gets a fucking smack in the face.
No, I was gonna say Dr. Seuss, honestly. I was you know, just some Dr. Seuss, turn a few pages. Put the boys to bed, you know? That's my fantasy.
Tokyo, you can't be involved with my son. My son is a 7-year-old little boy. He's not going to be involved in the sexual relationship we're having, okay? If you want Zach involved, we can probably make that happen.
You know that you're using your son to get all the pussy. Come on. You know it.
I know.
But he doesn't want him to wake up in 31 years and be San Juan Dick Punch.
Yeah, but it's not that I'm using my son to get pussy. It's like, no, I do love my son. It's not like the first time I didn't realize that my son was going to be such an amazing pussy magnet, okay? I started posting pictures of my son because I love my son and I want to show off my son. I'm proud of him and I have family members on Instagram. And, you know, it's, you know, people post pictures of the things they love, you know, and the things they're proud of. You get a nice car, you post pictures of it, right?
Yeah,
Then.
You do take really hot pictures of him, though.
So, an aside thing about my son, though. What I realize is I started noticing just the girls that like my photo, like the photos of my son, just overwhelmingly girls that I've hooked up with were liking the photos more. And I was like, okay. Then I started going like, oh shit, a lot of these girls, I bet you, that are liking the photos want to hook up with me because their fucking wombs are making their fingers push that like button.
Now
I know. Now it's very, but then I feel sort of guilty because I'm not doing it to actually fish for whores. But it's just like, you know, I'm throwing the worm in because I want to throw the worm in. But
do you ever put a collar on him once they come over? Do you put a collar on him and walk him around the block? Because my sister did that with me when I was like 14. She'd put a collar on me and a leash, and we would walk a block or two down to Kate Manolini's in Beverly Hills, and we would sit at the bar. And I feel like she used me to get dudes. Do you ever put a collar around him with a little leash and just take him around the block?
I feel like that wouldn't.
I don't like this.
What her projecting her molestation onto my son now?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Tokyo's talking to us from the waiting room at her therapist's office. That's why there's an echo and a piano. She's about to do art therapy.
Oh my god.
Hey, I don't like this.
All right, I'm not talking about your son anymore.
No, it's okay. I know you're just fucking around. You don't really want to touch a child.
Did I ever talk about touching him? Not once.
I just want him to watch us. Okay.
I just wanted him to be in the ambience of the scene.
I just want him to be on Ambien.
Shannon, she's got Ambien. Get her.
No, I mean,
we found Ambien.
I just want to have a lot there, of Benadryl and see what happens.
I wanted him to have a shared experience with us to then go
Benadryl in the ass.
Yeah.
Tokyo, stop it,
please. I just want to see. I just want to get him on drugs and see what kind of rouge looks good on him.
I probably want to paint his nails. Honestly, I don't know why.
I'm really uncomfortable with this. I'm sorry. I really want to keep going, I can't.
I don't like any of this. This is, and the fact that Lewis is going along with it is only because he thinks he has a chance of fucking her. And if it was anyone else, he'd be like, "No, this is my son. He can't talk about my son."
What are you talking about? We invented baby James too. We invented a whole other James that we could talk about molesting because we were talking about it so much on Legion of Skanks that it started becoming a problem. Ian, it's not real. If I thought Tokyo was going to fucking put her weird witchy hands on my child, I'd beat her up. I think she's kidding.
She's
all the way over there.
You seem like the type of guy that would fuck a girl, but like it wouldn't be a problem for y'all to see each other in a public forum after the fucking. Like, you seem like you sort of, you don't make it weird, right? Do girls make it weird for you?
Not at all. I bet Ian does, though. Ian makes it fucking weird afterwards. It's all emotions.
I'm like
that's
the
problem.
Chillest
for me,
person in the world. I love how you project all your own insecurities onto me and throw it onto me because you can't deal with them yourself. I guarantee it's been weird after you fuck some open micer that brought you coffee at like the fucking creek or something. I guarantee there's no way that is not weird afterwards.
Open micers don't fuck me. Open micers are all woke.
Lewis, I'm sorry.
What'd you say, Shannon?
It's starting to get all crazy and laggy again. Are you guys seeing it? I have everybody lagging and it's starting to sound
weird.
Yeah,
it is lagging. I think that's God telling us to move the conversation along. I think that's some force outside of ourselves that's like, this is not good.
I think we're being bugged by the government for what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody reboot that sex robot so we can move on and talk about something else.
I am not a communist threat to our society.
Guys, relax. Stop being pussies. This is pretty mild. We talk about pretty crazy shit on this show. All she said was she wants James to watch us fuck on the bed. Jesus Christ, grow up, Ian.
You.
Fucking loser.
Tokyo looks like Uma Thurman if John Travolta had missed with the adrenaline needle.
I'm going to have to rewatch Pulp Fiction now to know what you're talking about. What adrenaline needle?
Tokyo, were you really molested as a child? Like, you have a girl that was molested sort of vibe to you.
Here's the thing, man. My mom.
Oh, boy. Here's Jesus Christ.
No, I wasn't molested story ever started with here's the thing.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You know it's a lot quicker than here's the thing? No.
Yeah. This colorized Betty Boop is really about to tell us a tale. Here it comes.
She was so hot making those pancakes with the flapjacks and the spatula. Remember those pancakes Betty Boop would stack so high? Oh, she was so cute. She had bigger tits than me. But
so like Betty Boo.
Betty Boo.
Were you molested as a child? Is that what was going on here?
I don't think so. In therapy, I've really tried to find out, but I don't remember if I was. But my dad and I were lovers in a past life, according to my mom, because like some famous astrologer told my mom, and she told me this when I was really young. So like I had to feel weird now kissing my dad on the lips. It's like, all right, I guess you and I were married in another life. And my mom told me this when I was like really like 10 years old. And my mom was like, that's why I feel like a third wheel with you guys sometimes. I'm like, thanks, mom. Thanks for letting me know that I was fucking my dad.
Tokyo,
like 200 years ago. What?
You're not allowed to go anywhere near my child. Me and your son might hook up, but it's got to be out of my apartment, nowhere near my child. The more I'm pulling the layers from you, I'm realizing there's a lot wrong.
The more I pull back this blooming onion, the more I realize it don't taste too good.
No. I like Tokyo, but Tokyo, I can tell, has a lot of fucking issues.
The only third wheel was you getting fingered on a tricycle.
No, I don't really think I do. I tried to get my uncle to touch me, and he wouldn't. I was fucking my boy, like I was fucking boys and girls and cousins when I was five, but I stopped fucking when I was like 13 to like 19. And then
when you said you were fucking, you were actually being penetrated when you were five.
Like, I was 5 years old with a boy across the street looking down being like, yo, is it in? And then like his big sister came in and caught us and like made a big fucking scene. And then one time I got caught with another girl by my housekeeper, and like we were like in the patio with all of our parents, and they were like, why did you do this? And I remember feeling so ashamed, but not having the intelligence to be like, mom, because it felt good. Hello. Like,
wait a minute. Were you penetrated at five years old?
Yes. Yes, Tokyo. This is Dr. McDonough's therapy office. He'll see you right away.
I mean, Cheryl, cancel all my appointments for the day.
When did y'all learn how to come?
Yeah, we're going to be here a while.
When I was five, I knew how to come, and I think it started in a jacuzzi on a jet. That was when I figured it out.
I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Have fun.
Ian's jerking off.
Yeah, Ian's got to go beat one off. So you were hooking up, like actually sexualized at 5 years old. That's very, very early. My son, I told this story on the podcast a while ago. Like, my son was at, actually, I shouldn't tell this in front of Tokyo. She's going to get all turned on now. Fucking freak.
My son
was playing with friends. Like, this maybe 2 years ago. And I guess they pulled their pants down. It was him, a girl, and a boy. And they would show each other the
Easter butt touching incident.
Yes, the Easter butt touching incident. And that fucked me up, dude. I wanted to like kick down their door and be like, what are you doing? My child is being raped by other children in this home. It's a child-on-child rape fucking dungeon. But then I looked it up and it was like, kids do things like that all the time. But it wasn't just simple, innocent, and Easter butt touching. You were actually banging.
Well,
no. Your son was banging?
No, you.
I was not in the asshole, but yeah, in the vagina. But don't you think like James walking around with that hair is sort of asking for it?
All right, Tokyo, you have to stop. My problem with this is, look at
the can of worms you opened, Lewis. You're like, wow, these worms look delicious.
Joking at first, but now I think she really wants to molest my fucking child, man.
I've never had worms before. I wonder what this can tastes like. Let me open it up. Oh God, it turns out these worms don't taste too good. Who knew this can of worms labeled crazy fucking batshit manic pixie lunatic would taste weird? Who knew? Who knew a woman sitting alone in an empty room that fucking is paying for it because she's a hooker would have these crazy stories? Who knew?
This is me just making up for my lack of substance by pointing attention to other things to see if I can make people a little nervous.
Tokyo, you're more than this. You're more than
this. You're right. Let me rise to this occasion. Let me rise.
Tokyo, you're fucking killing it right now. Don't listen to Ian. Ian's trying to make you uncomfortable.
Ian, are you trying to, like, fuck me?
No, not at all.
You wouldn't fuck Tokyo Cun Punch?
I wouldn't fuck her with your fucking greasy Puerto Rican dick, okay? No,
Would you fuck me with his greasy Puerto Rican 10-foot pole?
I would not fuck you with his dick. I would not fuck you with the stick. I would not fuck you over there. I would not fuck you if I had hair.
I would not fuck you with his dick. If I did, I would get sick.
Get sick.
No, I wouldn't. No.
Be Kind Rewind in the chat says Stinker Bell, which I like. That was pretty good.
I love that. What about Stinker Bell?
Tokyo, what is your podcast called? You have your own podcast, right?
Oh, yeah. It's called Cunt Punch Drunk.
Cunt Punch Drunk.
And I want you to do it.
I would love to do it. I would love to do your, in a heartbeat. God,
I just got wet. Thank you.
You're my new favorite guest we've ever had on the show. We're going to.
My God, this is going to last. That's going to last. That feeling is going to last until you fuck me. Then you're going to treat me like a total piece of trash. So I'm going to really enjoy this honeymoon.
How do I restart this game? It's not working. How do I go to the menu and hit restart?
Tokyo, are you in New York now or are you in LA now?
I'm in LA, but I have a BMW. I could just, you know, it'll take me 3 days to drive down, or I could fly and probably get Corona. I gotta stop.
This is Bye Guys. Lewis, can you try to have crazy wild sex on your own time?
I'm not even having crazy wild sex. I don't even, listen to me. My problem, I made a commitment to not hook up with comedians anymore. a little while ago because it's
me too. Let's not, Lewis. It's too much.
But Tokyo,
good for you, Lewis.
She's so batshit. You know, for a fact
you made
that
a
Tokyo
commitment to not promise girls that they'd have a show on Gas Digital so you could get your dick wet. Congrats.
I gave two girlfriends shows on Gas Digital. They were longtime girlfriends.
Who are they?
After being with them for a while, okay.
Can I tell you something?
Who are they? Did they have kids? Could I fuck in front of their kids?
Who was it?
I'm not.
Who was it? Lewis, can I tell you something?
And that's just because the ones you didn't date were tremendously unfunny and annoying on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Lewis says, you know how coffee shops have like a buy nine, get the 10th free? Lewis is like, have 10 appearances on Gas Digital and you get to have me try to fuck you on the 11th one.
Oh shit, it's so nice and dark out there. It's still bright out here. It's still 5:37.
Stop acting like I'm a fucking predator, okay?
I don't have to act about it, baby.
Just because you raped a hooker, you're trying to project that onto me.
There ain't no acting about it.
Did she charge you extra to let you rape her, or was it just the standard fee?
She didn't charge him anything.
We already discussed this. Now let's get into the next segment.
What you snacking on? Fine. You know what? Let's do it.
What are you snacking? Popcorn, coffee, soda, Twizzler, real ass snacks.
Let's do it.
Tokyo Cold Punch. What you snacking on?
Children. a child's wiener. Tokyo, during this whole quarantine, I gotta ask, what you snacking on?
Ian, did your medication just like run out of your body? Like your demeanor changed just 3 minutes ago. You're losing your mind.
I know, because I can't believe I agreed to do the show. Every time I should learn my lesson, but I keep saying yes, even though I should say no.
It's like the way Willy Wonka acted before they went through the tunnel ride and the way he acted after.
Oh my God.
You're wrong, sir. You're wrong. You spilled the child's cum.
Now, what kind of whiskey are you drinking? And are you cutting
it
with anything?
This isn't the interview Lewis show to fucking send nudes later, okay? No.
I will review your nudes if you want. That's
I don't really I don't really send them, but I will tell you between you and me, I have grown.
Yeah, right. I got a fucking bridge your to body sell you too. Jesus
I have grown
Christ.
A little landing patch on my normally completely shaved puss. There is now
unique
of slightly Asian hair.
Ian, stop being fucking rude to our guest Tokyo Cunt Punch, okay, Ian?
First of all, you're our guest, yeah. And we're letting you fucking run your mouth, okay? And here's the thing, the buck stops now. You two take your thing to a private chat, and we're moving the fuck on, because this is getting weird, wild, and I don't like it, okay? Now tell me, right fucking now, what the fuck are you snacking on?
Ian, I hate to disrespect my co-host like this, but please, you put respect on the name Tokyo Cunt Punch and treat it with the gravitas it deserves.
Treat me with respect.
Yeah, good luck. Okay, now tell us what you're snacking on. For Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, Jesus,
sake.
Bitch, what are you snacking on?
Yeah, what the fuck are you shoving down that poor gullet of yours? My Christ. God.
Just say it, lady. Just say what the fuck you're snacking on.
What fucking chips are you putting that dumb fucking Ziggy Stardust makeup on while you fucking eat it, waiting for your next guy to come and fucking buy your apartment, bitch? Jesus Christ, what are you snacking on?
To wash down all the cum that
get it. You swallow cum. Move on, please. For the love of Christ.
What the fuck are you
I'm trying
about?
To tell you. I'm trying to tell
just
you.
Just fucking say pita chips.
So I have these jumbo. I have these jumbo pasta shells because they were all that was left, and I've been some Beyond beef patties that don't have soy or meat because the only meat that I eat is big black cock right now. And
who knew? Who'd have thunk you go there? Wow. Wow.
That's not my fault.
Ian, that's what we call a misdirection.
Every single time.
And, and
the first misdirection was listening to Lainey.
Ralph's vodka pasta sauce with that and all that other stuff. What did I have for breakfast?
Oh, we took a long walk around the block to hear Big Black.
Hang on. For breakfast, I chopped garlic, red onion, butter, eggs, tomatoes, and I put some Asiago cheese in there as well. That was really good.
And then some cock. Ah!
Ian, I think we can't hear you.
No, I haven't had cock in 2 days.
Ian's mic went off. I don't know. All right, everyone, please. Everyone chill.
Yeah, come on. Everybody breathe.
Chill. Oh, my God. Fuck, dude. Ian's so mad. He's so mad.
Ian, I honestly can't hear you. I'm sorry, buddy.
Can you hear me?
Now we can, yes.
There he is. Okay.
Could you hear me during all that?
Most of it.
Went out at one point. It was so fucking funny. shit. Tokyo. Oh, shit. You're great. Tokyo's going to be a new regular on the show. I don't care. She's fucking gold. It's Ian in Tokyo. That's the new show. There's nothing better than Ian trashing Tokyo. He's so mad.
Did you trash me? I'm so high.
Tokyo has the life that Ian's always wanted. That's why he hates her.
It's pure, pure.
He
I'm
wants
so
to be
great
a pixie
with
hooker living in LA, and he can't.
Now, what trash can fire did you eat that breakfast over? Because we know you don't have a kitchen.
Okay, I have a two-bedroom, Ian. I pay $2,600 a month for my two-bed, and I have a huge living room. And let me just tell you, it's a great deal because this place, it's like $3,000. It should be $3,000. And I chose to do it. This is my office. I live in Los Feliz, actually very close to Ian Edwards. We're like neighbors.
Can you go 5 seconds without mentioning cum and another fucking comic's name?
Let me see. Hang on. One Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Brian Redman. Okay, sorry. I fucked up.
Fuck! Sam Tripoli?
Now we got what you were snacking on, which seems like a bunch of different spices and eggs, and that sounds nice. Now, Zach, recently, what have you been snacking on?
No, hold on.
No, let Zach talk.
No, let's Lewis, please. No, Lewis, as a co-host, I would like to give you the chair, please.
Tokyo.
Yes, my love.
Name two comedians you fucked.
I'm not allowed to. I'm literally not allowed to. But two in New York and one in LA. Two in New York, one in LA. Two of them are black.
Tokyo. I was just seeing if I could fuck you. Now she's just spilling.
No, she's giving details. Shut up. Two are black.
Two are black, one is white. So, Lewis, you'd fit right in there because you're kind of the blend, right?
The last 20 guys Tokyo fuck looks like my shoe.
More black than white, right, though.
So you should have showed the bottom of it.
There's a big lag right now. A little bit.
Is there a big lag?
Yeah.
I hear you fine, buddy.
You sound good. You look good, buddy.
I just need a smoke. Had to recharge me.
Yeah, you gotta breathe, Ian. I never realized how funny you are when you're angry, Ian. I've never seen you this angry. You make me angry. Ian does this to me, and then I think that's why everyone likes Ian on the show. But Ian's even funnier when he's the one who's annoyed.
Ian, I want you to know that my living room is huge. I have a Bravia OLED Sony TV that's 65 inches. I also have two balconies and a pool. So I just
have a pool?
I am happy for you.
Tokyo.
Pool. Come over.
Can you be my sugar mama?
I would absolutely, and I have an extra Murphy bed in the living room that I usually fuck my Johns on. So I have a spare bed and a living room.
See, I could use your John bed to sleep on.
Come over. Let's so have nice. Some fun.
That is nice. I'm thinking about it. I mean, I have definitely hooked up with crazier and less attractive women.
you should fuck me now because I'm getting real old. I'm going to be 40 in like 2 years, you know? So like, you better get it while it's, before it's all lying down.
Get it while it's
okay.
Guinness Plus is still sort of standing, sort of. My shit used to be there. Shelves.
Get it while it's there.
Get it while it's there. Get it while you can, you know?
Yeah, get it at Marshall's before it hits the dollar store.
I have like a sexy little
come on and get this DJ Maxx pussy.
I have a sexy little convertible, like a BMW, that I kind of want to drive across the country to New York, but it's like I'd have to get two hotels along the way and like find a guy to like fuck me all the way there and back and protect me in case I have a flat tire. So
speaking of protecting, I can't wait till Lewis gets an order of protection against you after you make this happen.
Hell yeah. Speaking of flat tire, that was Ian's joke.
I used to teach guitar to little boys, but they just were too attracted to me and it got awkward, so I had to stop. They would just be like, I'd go in to teach them guitar and they would start talking about dildos and I would be like, how do I
all turned on and have to fuck those children?
I was like,
can somebody in the fucking show tell me what they're snacking on?
Sour punch straws.
What did I have tonight for dinner?
Yeah.
I had homemade jerk chicken with some cheesy rice.
He just said a jerk cooked it.
Yeah, it was just regular chicken. I just made
it. Some jerk cooked it.
Did you rub it into the meat or did it come marinated?
It was microwavable chicken nuggets. I just, you know, I'm the one who did it.
You microwave it?
No. It was jerk chicken. It was a ninja foodie. And then some cheesy rice, an arugula salad with burrata.
Ooh.
And
yes.
Were any of these your slices. Like? Were any of these like your grandma's recipes?
No. My grandmother hated my fucking guts, and all of my family was garbage, and none of them could cook for shit. I remember for Thanksgiving one year, my grandma Rose, when he used to call me the N-word, she left all of the innards in the turkey. You know, you're supposed to, like, take all, like, the fucking thing. Like, I don't know why they even give you the turkey with all the innards in it for some reason, but it was, like, a bagged heart. It was weird. It was, like, they would put the innards back in the turkey in a bag. And she left it all in there, and she ruined the turkey. It was the last year that my family would let this old lady cook turkey for Thanksgiving. And I remember I felt bad because nobody would eat my grandma's turkey, and she felt bad because nobody would eat it. So I was the only one eating this fucking weird bird.
Wow.
Yeah, but that was terrible. Nobody could fucking cook.
Have you ever done that with, like, a pussy that no one else would eat? Just eating it, like, just for that one pussy to feel like it had, like...
I remember one
time his grandma...
Pussy. I remember one time I ate pussy and it literally, you know, when you put your tongue to like one of those square batteries?
Battery?
Yeah. That's what it tasted like. It was fucking crazy. It was acidic. Lithium. It was nuts. Wow. I don't know what the fuck it was.
It was acidic. She was a Jewish girl.
Yeah, it was a Hasidic Jew. Muncie, New York. I met her on a bus.
And then did a bit about her people that you drove into the ground for the last 9 years.
Yeah, well, that's all over now.
But don't worry. I replaced it with a cocaine story in Mexico.
What's your dick like
that? I will call that. I actually you do. Better than anything you do, Ian.
Last time we were on the road, Lewis's new shit is really, really funny.
Oh, thanks, Zach. Thanks for saving your job for another 6 months, you fucking piece of shit. Fuck everyone on this show.
Hey, Ian, I have hundreds of dollars a month to make, all right? Let's not fucking, let's not stop this gravy train because that's what I'm snacking on.
No, I literally pay him with a gravy train. I give him $300 worth of gravy in a gravy boat every month.
Now, Lewis, are you working out during this?
I have been running, but I took a few days off running because my knees were hurting. They were starting to be. I ran for 12 days straight, and then
knees are hurting.
Yeah, well, finally, all four of us have something in common.
That was the real last challenge, right? Did you do 30 minutes a day? 30 minutes of a day,
but I'm going back. I'm back tomorrow. Tomorrow. I took a few days off because I needed to just fucking recharge myself. I think I'm gonna go 2 days on, 1 day off.
How old
I think
are
it's
you?
A lot. I'm 38 years old, Tokyo.
You're my age.
Yeah.
Oh, he looks like such a little baby cakes, though.
That's why you're so attracted to him, because he looks like a child.
Yeah, well, when really I look at your face, all I see is my pussy sitting on it. Mm. But I think I just want to say honey, that be careful of your knees. I don't jog for that exact reason. You know, like get an elliptical. You got to really care for those knees. I know you're a little bit black, but you're not.
I don't have room for an elliptical. That's crazy.
You should start riding a bike, Lewis, because it's less impact on your knees.
You need to protect your knees, Lewis, because how are we going to
ride for 4 hours in order to get the same cardiovascular benefits as 30 minutes of running?
No, dude, not at all.
Yeah, dude.
Do a little bit of ballet.
It's high intensity training. You just hold on, Tokyo. So if you want to actually lose weight, you fast before you ride, and then you do speed intervals really, really fast, you know, and then you do like, you know, a minute on of just pump, 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 and then you coast, and then a minute back on, and it's the same as like sprinting. I'm telling
you. That's how I fuck.
Less intense on your knees. It'll help you out.
Pump, pump, pump.
Parts of the city more.
You can also pump, 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 minute off. Pump, 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 minute off.
It's called edging, Lewis. Try it.
You can walk for like an hour instead of jogging for half. I like walk 2 miles a day, like at the base minimum, and then I do push-ups and sit-ups and shit.
Walking for 2 miles a day does not benefit anyone except for 95-year-old women. Walking 2 miles a day is nothing.
You go to your local strip mall and just do a few laps around the pond.
Yeah, you have to fucking run. You have to get your heart rate going. You have to be sweating. You have to, you know, that's how you're going to get in shape. And you're right, Ian. Yes, if you were doing interval training on your bike, doing hills, things like that, fine. Yes. The reality is none of it matters. If you fucking do 30 to 40 minutes of cardio 4 days a week and you're cut out sugar and bread, you will lose weight. You'll be fucking in good shape. Simple as that. You got to just fucking do it. And it's any of those things. It works for Ian. You like riding a bike. So it works for you. Yeah, I'm doing it, Ian. Yeah. I'm in the process of doing it. That's your mode of transportation. It's not exercise. You're fucking traveling to and fro.
Hearing you angrily say to and fro is the funniest thing I've ever heard. You're traveling to and fro. You're going through the forest, through the woods, to grandmother's house you go.
Let's wrap.
This has been a really fun show. Why don't we wrap up? Does anyone have plugs? Is anyone plugging anything?
Oh, yeah, plugs. We didn't do any plugs.
That's why the show's different. Lewis, why don't you tell us what you got coming up, what you're working on? Where can we find you?
August 25th, Phoenix, Arizona. Myself, Kurt Metzger, This Should End Well tour rides again. I believe I'm with Big J in Indianapolis the week before. That's Father's Day weekend. But I got to check on that. I got to confirm that. But look at it.
Shocking you both would be out of town for that.
I'm coming back on Father's Day. Usually I take my son on a Father's Day weekend like trip every year. But this year the plans got a little fucked around. So I'm bringing my son to Arizona and I'm going to bring him out to California. Gonna go visit Bisping, Orange County. Gonna go fucking hang out on the beach for a couple days. Think I'm gonna take him fishing for a couple days. We're gonna do some fun stuff. Obviously,
probably stop in Los Feliz, I'd imagine.
What'd you say?
Probably stop in Los Feliz, I'd imagine.
Take the words out of my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Tokyo, what do you got to plug, honey?
Hold on. Let me finish.
I'm sorry.
Real quick, let me finish. You can get every episode of the Real Ass Podcast on demand, guestdigitalnetwork.com. The entire on demand library is available right now. This show, Legion of Skanks, Believe You May, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show. We have 22 incredible shows here on the network. You can get them all anytime you want on demand, not just the latest 15 episodes that you get on iTunes. Just use the promo code RAP, get a 14-day free trial. You get access to the live chat, the entire library, pre-release episodes, ad-free episodes, uncensored episodes, and many other member benefits. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, Instagram, all that other shit, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Also doing a podcast with Nick Mullen and Tim Dillon every other week right now. We have another one coming out this Friday called Bastard Radio. You can get that on iTunes and everywhere else you find podcasts.
Thanks, Lewis. Tokyo, what do you have coming up? What do you want to plug?
I am on Instagram and Twitter at I am Hung Young, IamHungYung. You can subscribe to my Tokyo Cunt Punch YouTube channel to get the latest on my podcast, Cunt Punch Drunk. Lewis Gomez will be an upcoming guest. Hail at Lewis J. Gomez. J is for, okay, we won't talk about that. And then, Hung Young Terrorist, my YouTube, you can find my 30-minute record, Hung Young Terrorist, self-titled record, performed in entirety with all my stripper moves.
That's great. I bet it's riveting. Now, Zach, what do you have to plug?
Ouch. Ouch.
Follow me on Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my show on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics, watching movies, and check out Catalyst Wrestling here on the Essential Network every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
That's great. And just to round it out with plugs, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, at Ian Fidance, I-A-N-F-I-D-A-N-C-E. I have an album available on iTunes. It's self-titled. Just type in Ian Fidance when searching on AppTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, Amazon, wherever you find music, Spotify. And also, as of now, I'm going to be at American Comedy Company for a weekend in the beginning of July. I believe that's July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at American Comedy Company. And then I guess, you know, I guess the road is coming back, which is crazy, insane. And we'll see how it works out. But thank you for tuning in to Bye Guys. This has been fun. Thank you to our guests, Tokyo Cum Punch and Louis J. Gomez.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
That's all, folks.